beginning of Shabbos Parashas told us Yaakov Avinu gets the title, the king. He's the Av of Klal Yisrael in the sixth parasha by the brachas. So Yitzchak thought that it would be a joint thing. Esav would support Yaakov. Esav would be in charge of all physicality. Yaakov would be in charge of all spirituality. And between the two of them, we're going to have a wonderful world. But no. Nope. Turns out Esav wasn't on board with that. He wasn't doing his part. Nope. So Yaakov had to run. It's amazing. All of Yaakov's life, he was sitting and learning. He was the Ishtam Yoshev Aholim. He minded his own business. He's just delving into the Torah, Hashem, whatever Torah looked like back then. Probably a lot of Soyd, yeah? Suddenly, he becomes Yaakov Avinu. And his life is flipped over. Mama, she just wanted to be Leishiv B'Shalva. But no, he's running away from Esav. He's the whole Maisa with Yosef. His kids are down to Mitzrayim. His whole life turns into the whole hullabaloo. What's pshat? It's very simple. When life's easy, you don't get much out of it. Hashem gives us easy moments in life to recharge. Things that we could come back to this and be like, you know what, things are tough, but I have all this energy. I know that I have this quiet place that I can go to at the end of a busy day. But it's during the day when you accomplish everything, not when you're in bed sleeping. You have the time to sleep to be able to recharge. Yaakov spent the whole first part of his life charging. Now, the Baruch Shem says, you want to be the Tiferes, the combination of Chesed and Gevurah of Avraham and Yitzchak, and become what Klal Yisrael is made of? You have to squeeze. We're gonna squeeze you to get out the juice. You know, you ask for courage. So Hashem gives you challenges to be courageous during. Everything we ask for, Hashem doesn't just hand it to us. Hashem gives it to us in a way, says the Ramchal, that we could actually earn it. Crazy Maisa. And there's also a halachic issue. The trailer of Zilberstein got, there was a Yid, who his Rav told him to go live in one of these cities near Gaza. He was a frum Yid. These weren't the most frum neighborhoods. He went over there and he was living there. And the night, Friday night of the attack, he gets a dream and he is terrified. His Rav, the Rav that told him to come live there, comes to him in the dream and he says, get out of here. Get out of here, there's gonna be a crazy attack. You have to go. And he says, okay, it's a scary dream, but okay, you know, you get through it. So he wakes up, he tells his wife, I just had this terrifying dream, a Rav came to me. And she says, okay, go back to sleep, dream of something else. He goes back to sleep. And again, Rav comes to him. Very vivid dream. This time he chokes him. He chokes him in the dream and says, I told you, you gotta get out of here. There's gonna be an attack, there's gonna be a bloodbath. Leave, run now. It's Friday night, what do? He wakes up, he's terrified. He can feel his Rebbe's hands on his throat. And he tells his wife, we're out of here. They pack up the car, load up the kids, and Friday night they drove out. And they were saved. Shaila was there that they did the right thing. Rav Zilberstein said yes. He said every person who was there because they were living there. This guy was only there because his Rav told him to be there. And his Rav got special permission up in Shemai. It's crazy, Maisa. Got special permission. He says, look, though he's only there because of me. I have to get him out. And he was able to calm in a dream. They don't have these so often. And Imam saved his life. You do things for the Baruch Shem, the Baruch Shem takes care of you. The hard things in life, the good things in life, may we be zoich to be fully charged, to be able to be zoich to the days of Mashiach, where we can reap all the benefits for all the thousands of years of galus that we've endured, and it should be a time of just pure joy. Ezer Hashem. Good job. Ezer Hashem.